a very important issue, and it's off the cyclone Bissell. We've dodged that bullet. I hate to harp on that term, but it looks like we have. But this is a very important issue as well. In fact, I hope Warren Entsch's office is listening to this, because our tourism industry and all of those hundreds or thousands of workers, actually, are really concerned about the end of JobKeeper. Why? Because about 75%, apparently, of our local population are in some way dependent on the tourism industry. Now, it says, this is an article by Grace Mason, desperate Far North tourism leaders and operators are standing on a cliff edge and fear thousands of people will be left out of work within weeks if the federal government doesn't extend the JobKeeper program. Actually, I've got to say, Warren Entsch has sounded very sympathetic to this particular call, so that's why I said I hope they're listening down there to see how we're travelling with it. I'm hoping Warren Entsch is taking that message to the top in Canberra. It goes on to say the March deadline for the COVID payments looms large for the local industry, whose business completely dried up with the closure of international and state borders. Now, with February and March already traditionally a quiet time in the region, the situation has become dire, according to TTNQ Chairman Ken Chapman. Now, Ken said the Far North was the most dependent region on international visitors in Australia, and with no real time frame for when they may return, there needed to be further assistance. I won't go on with all the details of this. He's going to talk in a minute. It's interesting, too. I'm hearing comment this morning, oh, the New Zealand bubble mightn't happen till Christmas. Well, surely not. Surely not. The airport boss the other day said there's flights being scheduled, organised already between Auckland and Cairns in late March. So please don't listen to everything you hear, because there's a fair... there's a fair breadth in the sort of predictions we're getting about the end of this nightmare. So please don't be too despondent with some of the more negative comments. But I'm so pleased Ken Chapman's ringing the bell about this, because I talk to people in tourism. They are very, very worried indeed about the future. Ken's on the line, Chairman, TTNQ. G'day, Ken.
G'day, John. How are you?
I'm well. There'll be people out there all over the place saying, thank God he's banging the drum on our behalf. It's a dire threat for tourism workers, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, John. You know, it's the quietest time of year that we're coming into now, and if JobKeeper were to stop in March as they're currently planning, it really would be very tough indeed.
Actually, just extrapolate the sort of things that people are going to be very concerned about. Like, for example, the bills that will be, they're already mounting up, I presume, but they'll be going through the roof. People will be desperate for assistance. Now we're hearing some people saying, oh, well, the return to our open borders, both state and international, could be some period away. I mean, surely that would be enough to trigger some response out of Canberra. Warren Entsch has been sounding very sympathetic.
Yeah, look, I certainly hope so. I mean, you've got to give them credit. It was a great policy initiative. It's really saved the industry up here and saved thousands of jobs. But if they cut it off in March, it's not over for us. It's definitely not. You know, you can see that it might be over in other places around the country or a lot better, but not up here. We're very dependent on international tourism. That clearly isn't coming back anytime soon. So, and certainly not before the middle of the year.
Yeah.
And domestically, you know, this is obviously the quietest time of year for domestic tourists. We've got to hold out until July, you know, which is when the domestic season starts again, and that's going to be very, very tough without assistance.
The other point that came up in discussions I was having over the weekend, sure, all the workers are really worried, but the operators are equally worried because some of them are saying they may not survive the end of JobKeeper. They might have to close their doors.
Yes, I am hearing that. I'm certainly hearing that there'll be significant redundancies if they haven't got the support, you know, to fund those jobs. Mm. There's sort of genuine fear out there in a lot of the operators. It's just, you know, it's a real Mar and Par operator business tourism around this region. And, you know, people just haven't got the resources to hold on indefinitely.
Now, I'm presuming TTNQ is having discussions to alert Canberra to the dire situation up here. I mean, particularly Mark Olson's been on this program. He's banging the drum effectively too. Have you or he had a chance to talk face-to-face with Warren Entsch about the approach of this potential disaster?
Yeah, I spoke to his office. I haven't spoken directly to Warren, but I've definitely spoken to his Tamara at his office, and Warren's been seen correspondence from us. He is supportive,
yeah.
But we've got to get the message to the Treasurer. We've got to get the message to the Prime Minister. Yeah. They're the people that are going to make the decision. And look, exactly. You know, in other parts around the country, business is actually doing very well. Mm. But, you know, tourism... Mm. In this region, it's so internationally dependent, but also, you know, you can't jump in a car and drive, you know, an hour down the road to get to Cairns. You've got to get on an aeroplane.
Yeah.
So we're probably unique, really, in the whole country in that regard. Maybe the Whitsunday is a little bit the same. Mm. But, you know, we're definitely are going to need an extension of this program,
yeah.
And we're definitely going to be shouting very hard to Canberra to try and get that message across.
Good to talk to you today, Ken. I appreciate this. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Dr. Ken Chapman, TTNQ's chairman, just reiterating these figures again. The current threshold for a business to be eligible for JobKeeper was a drop in revenue of at least 30%. Ken Chapman said the figure was likely closer to 70% for most Far North tourism operators, and suggested this program could continue with a higher threshold. Now, the time's on 22 past 10, that talk number 1300 872 911.